feeling when you take a huge dump?
You are about to experience.
You know that feeling when the huge dump you just took shoots back up inside your ass?
Games and More Entertainment Radio.
This is episode 9 with C4, Wolf, and Hooks.
Are you fucking crazy?
What?
She's putting needles in your stomach, or you're putting them in hers?
Hers.
Aye.
Not doing needles.
Ah, I just heard her squirm right
Me
there.
Me too.
Oh.
Mm. Be careful with her.
Very gentle, Diana.
Oh man, what? Watching those traffic go by, you know, I got a huge highway downstairs.
You got a what?
A highway.
Like a big highway downstairs. So I'm watching those traffic.
Oh, lots of traffic?
Yeah, lots of it.
Was it rush hour?
Huh?
Is everybody trying to get their ass to work?
No.
Oh.
Nobody works there. They just pirate software.
Oh. And when after we do all this, you're gonna have to go back and spend more time fixing it than you normally would.
Yeah, probably, and especially because we've got the speakerphone and it sounds like shit. I've been trying to find ways to normalize the audio, because what happens is I come through hell of loud, and you guys come through hell of quiet, or the exact opposite happens.
What if you were to, like, put a bandana around your mouth and stuff and talk?
That's a good idea, too. Or Wolf can just put a dick in his mouth and talk. That might quiet him down.
It might work if you put a dick in his mouth.
You are too loud. You're the loudest person I know.
Hey, C4, put your mom's pantyhose over here.
Ew.
God. All right, now, Wolf, is there any way that you can find yourself, like, inside so we don't have to listen to the fucking street when we're talking to you?
Just close the door. How about now?
What a good idea.
Jackass. Close the window. I have a window open.
Okay, well, you sound fine now, and I can hear you a lot better without all that background noise going on. Without being like, you know, now that you're not like 50 feet above about 10 million Chinese people walking to work.
No, they got lots of cars, man. I mean, they got more cars than us.
Bullshit.
I bet they do.
Bullshit.
No, maybe more than in our area, but not if you go down to like L.A. or something or like a rural.
Okay.
Like
no, check this out, though. They got this, like, this two-lane highway, right? Lanes on one side, and then they have four cars stuck together. I'm watching it right now.
Full car?
Like four cars trying to squeeze in two-lane highways.
Really?
Yep, that's how bad traffic is.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so check it out. As I just told Hooks a little bit ago, about an hour ago I called him, and I told him, and Wolf, you know, I told you, I got some big news. I quit my job on Thursday.
Woohoo! Finally had enough, huh?
Well, I've been working, like, four and a half years, maybe, on graveyard shift at casinos and hotels that I can't stand. And, 2.5 of those years, the last 2.5 years, minus the last 2 months, have been, 7 days a week. And so, this affects the show, is why we're talking about this, which is why I wanted to get you guys on the phone. Because, I have about another week and a half left of work to go. And after that, I'm only going to be in the area here for maybe 2 to 3, maybe 4 weeks after I don't have a job anymore. And that obviously is going to prevent me from doing the show if I'm not in the area, because I'm going to be driving around. The idea is to sell all this garbage that I've got here, a bunch of this crap, and fix up the car and grab like my clothes and a laptop, my cell phone and the digital camera, and I'm going to hit the road and drive around the United States.
Hey, guys.
Oh, shit.
Have a good trip, dude.
You'll be back by the time I get off work, remember? So I'm going to see you, so it's not like we won't have another month or 5 weeks of shows or so.
Hey, C4, are you going to keep your Xbox and PS2?
Yes, I am. I'm going to sell the computers and then most of the, like, I mean, you know, all these DVDs and CDs and shit that I don't need or listen to, and I got a lot of other garbage, just a bunch of crap. And I'm gonna keep just the bare minimum that I would like to have when I decide wherever I'm gonna wind up. And I'm gonna keep the Xbox and the PlayStation and the games I have for them. And you know, I'm gonna keep like only the CDs I really listen to anymore. And you know, like you know, a handful of movies. I don't need you know 100 DVDs. What do I need that crap for?
Hey, C4, I got a good idea for you. On your road trip, bring a like 7.2 screen LCD display and let it park over there. You're good to go.
That's a good idea, but I don't think I'm going to bring the stuff with me, because if something happens, I don't want to lose everything I have. So I'm going to leave most of this crap, all the crap I'm keeping, I'm going to leave it here in a storage place, and I figure it'll take me 6 weeks, maybe 2 full months to do this, because I'm going pretty far. It's going to be a long drive.
Where are you going to?
Well, originally, I only had a couple stops, and I was going to go the opposite way than the way I finally decided I'm going to go, so I'm going to head to, the first day I get everything set up and go, I'm going to go to Chico and see my dad for a couple of days, and then I'm going to go to the Bay Area to see my uncles and my homie, this guy Amrit, from IRC, and then, I'm going to go down to San Diego, and I'm going to go visit Ode, and I'm going to go see, you guys remember Chuck?
Yeah. Hey, Chuck, are you on three-week order?
Yeah.
Oh, kick ass.
Yeah, and Wolf, it's not, it's, the phone card is only calling you. I call on him local in Reno.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so just chill out.
Yeah, keep your panties on.
That's right.
No, I don't care. I'm just, this phone, my cell phone I'm using, doesn't have much money in there.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to charge.
Oh, I see, I got it. Okay, yeah, fucking AT&T cut me off today. How do you like that?
No shit.
Yeah, yesterday I called them, and, because I haven't gotten a bill yet, remember? I've had this phone.
Yeah.
It's been like 3 months. I haven't got a bill yet. So I called them yesterday, and I found out what was wrong. They had the wrong address for me. So I updated the address with them, and I expected, okay, no problem, I'll have a bill in, you know, maybe a week or two. And this morning, when I wake up, I find out my phone is shut off.
Damn.
Yeah, so screw that. But anyway, I gotta have the phone for the trip. After I go to San Diego and visit Tahoe Ripper and Ode, I'm gonna go down to Palm Springs and see my grandparents, because I never get down to see them. And then after that, that pretty much takes care of everybody that I know that I'm, like, related to, you know, that I see every so often anyway. And then I'm gonna go to Texas.
Oh.
Yeah, I need good. Steers in Texas. I didn't see no steers there.
Yeah, right, dude. There's some hella fine chicks down there. Oh, wait, check it out. And I'm gonna go through Arizona too, because guess who I called yesterday?
Who?
Damien's parents.
Oh no, what, Damien?
Yeah.
He lives in Arizona?
Yeah, but I don't know where, so I gave his parents, they wouldn't give me his phone number, you know, he's still all paranoid, like, I don't know, the cops are looking for him or something.
Oh, squirrel.
No, not that fucking retard. You don't know this, Damien, you don't know this guy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, grew up with him.
Yeah, he's like our homie from back in the day, dude. But anyway, I guess he's doing fine, is from what his parents said, and they said, they wouldn't verify where he was, but I know where he is, because I've talked to him before, and I kind of figured it out, so I'm pretty sure he's close to Phoenix. But anyway, I gave his parents my information, so as long as he gets a hold of me at least once in the next month or so, I'll be able to figure out where he is, so I'll go see him. And then I'm going to Texas, and I don't think you guys know this guy. There was a guy named Dave who worked on graveyard shift up at the club with us.
I know him.
Yeah, you remember him. I wasn't sure. Anyway, he's hella cool, so I'm going to go down, I'm going to see him. He'll probably make me play Tribes 2 while I'm down there.
Hey, C4.
Yeah.
You mean the Dave that dated my ex-girlfriend? Security Dave?
His last
name... Glasses?
Yeah. Used to work...
cigarettes?
Yeah, used to work for SierraNet.
Yeah, I remember that guy. That was Laura's rebound.
Oh, okay, yeah, and he was Liz's roommate for a while.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. So,
yeah, that was Laura's rebound. He was kind of, well, you know what, the guy had a good heart, cool dude, but I wouldn't date him.
I sure hope not. You big fag.
Let's get to the point.
Anyway.
I wouldn't date him.
Him and I...
Oh, okay.
So Dave and I get along really well. It was really cool working with that guy. So I'd like to go see him because it's been a long time, and I haven't talked to him in a while either. And then I'm going to shoot over to Florida. I got a buddy, another friend of mine from IRC, Zor, who lives over there, and I just haven't seen him on IRC in quite a while. But, you know, once I get a hold of him, I'll be able to talk to him.
Oh, shit.
More people that I don't know, yeah, that I'm going to go see, but, you know, that I've known for like 4 years on IRC.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna
I'm watching an episode of MASH, and is Dr. doing work? Like, his little baggie that has blood in it ran out. So the guy pulls the cord out of the bag, he shoves it in his arm, and just starts, you know, transplanting his blood to the patient on the table.
All right.
Okay, so anyway, back to the story.
Turn the damn TV off. The God box is no good.
Okay.
So anyway, and then I'm going to head... Now, keep in mind, there's a lot of places I'm gonna come across on my way. These are only, like, the major stops that I'm going to make, because I don't know anybody in between these places I'm mentioning, but I'm going to find a lot of crazy shit to do, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, so after that, I'm going to head to New Jersey. I got a couple guys up there that I haven't seen in, like, two years. I haven't seen these guys in a long time. I still talk to one of them on Messenger once in a while. And since I've never been to New York, I don't actually know anybody there, but I'm going to go check that out, just maybe drive around for the day or something and just, see what's going on. I don't know, check it out, take some pictures and shit, right? And from there, I've got a buddy, Alpha Geek, another guy from IRC, who lives just on the other side over there in Canada. So as long as I don't need a passport, I'm okay.
I need a passport.
We probably do nowadays, but I don't think we did a while ago, because Hunter and... somebody else I was talking to said they didn't need their passport to get into Canada.
How long ago was that, though?
Well, it was probably quite a while ago.
Oh, yeah. If it was in the last year, you're going to need a passport.
Get a passport is easy, dude. Get to the post office, get an application for it. Only takes like 2 weeks or 1 week.
Okay. I'll look into that. But I might have to do it with... the California DMV, because remember, my car and all my insurance is California registration.
It doesn't matter. It's not from a DMV, it's from a post office. Because the Palo Cedio post office.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm fucking retarded. For some reason, I thought you said DMV.
Yeah, dumb shit.
So anyway, then I'm going to go to Michigan, where I got a buddy up there I talked to on the phone. I met him on a forum. We were teaching each other how to use Linux and stuff, and we've been talking for a couple of years, so it's going to be pretty cool to go up there and play some games with him. You remember Brad?
Oh, yeah. Good time.
Yeah, so, I still talk to him on the phone quite a bit, but it'd be cool to go up there and hang out for a couple of days and, see how things are in the real world for him. And then it's off to Washington. And then Montana. I'm going to go see Sean.
Oh, that's right, because he's up there with his brother, huh?
Yeah. He's up there, so I'm going to go check them out, see what's going on. I know that Sean is, he bought his own truck. He's been a truck driver for a while. He just bought his own truck.
Wow.
Yeah, so he spent an insane amount of money on that, but it'll be cool to go see them. They've been bugging me to get out there, and I feel real bad because every time they're here, I'm working, and, I don't really get out very far, so... And then I'm going to go to Washington, where I've got another guy from IRC that I've been talking to for like 4 years, VVX.
Seriously gonna make it that far?
Now see, that was the first thing that I thought of too, because Wolf and I were trying to figure out like 4 days ago when I called him how far it's gonna be, and we figure it's like 9,000 miles total.
Right.
And that car is like an 86, but it's only got original 80,000 miles on it.
Dude, you're not gonna make it.
C4. You got to know, my phone got cut off. Don't call me back. That means my car run out of money.
Oh, okay. So, okay, I gotcha. But, I don't know, who knows, if the car doesn't make it, oh well, that's just, another part of the adventure. And I'm gonna have, the cell phone and, my camera and a laptop out there, some ghetto-ass little $300 laptop with a fat wireless card in it, so I can basically go war driving across the United States, and I'll use that for access, and I'll update the website. And as far as the show goes, the whole point of this, and boring everybody for the last 20 minutes with stuff that, has nothing to do with games, is while I'm gone, it's going to take a while, and there's no way that we could feasibly do the show, and I probably won't be playing a whole lot of games out there. I'll stop into every arcade I get a chance to, but it won't be enough for the show. And I think I'm going to try to do the show in the car, the hotel I wind up in, or wherever the hell I am. Still...
Uh-huh.
Hold on, fuck it, okay. Still weekly, but it's gonna be about life. It's not gonna be about games.
Okay,
that's cool.
Who keeps beating off on the phone?
Was me? Maybe me.
It is. It's Wolf because you guys are on speakerphone. So what happens is every time a noise like a car drives by, it cuts me off and puts him on, and we're listening to his street noise.
Oh, goddamn it! Turn, close your door.
It's closed.
Close window.
Yeah, I did.
Pull the hatch down off the roof.
Okay, so anyway, check it out. I got Final Fantasy Origins here.
Yeah.
I got...
Well, damn, I've been waiting for...
Yeah, and then when it finally comes out, you're off in another country.
I know.
But check it out, though. Okay, I got it. I got one for you, so don't worry about it. I already got it. And I've only played Final Fantasy 1 for maybe like an hour or two, but I'll tell you right now, in that first hour or two, I have had more combat than I've had in all of Xenosaga.
Oh, did you get Xenosaga yet, by the way?
I got one level left to go, and I haven't played it. Dude, I've been sick all week long.
Oh, man. Oh, so close to the end. Come on, you can't do it.
Yeah, I know. I'll finish it off here in a little bit. I haven't felt much like playing. I've been really sick these last couple days. I haven't been ill. It's been like nervousness, dude. I mean, this is like a huge thing, and this is exactly why I have to do this. People do this when they're 18 or just out of high school or just after or before college, you know, and it's no big deal to them. I'm 24 and far more capable and prepared than they probably were then. And I don't know, maybe it's because we live this sheltered life up here where we live. You know, there's not a lot of people. Nobody leaves the area. Maybe that's why it seems like it's such a hard thing to do, which is exactly why I've got to do it.
But you're not going to move away, like, to the other side of the planet, are you?
Well, see, that's a possibility. I have to come back here. You know, I'm going to make that loop and come back here and grab all my shit. I don't think, you know, the stuff I'm going to leave in storage. But I don't know if I'm going to stay here. I really don't like it here. And, dude, I'm allergic to pine trees. You know that shit. And this is, like, Pine Tree Central here.
Why don't you move to Vegas?
Because I hate Las Vegas.
Why don't you move to Phoenix?
I've never been there. I've never been anywhere, which is also the other, you know, the other point of this.
Well, you know, like, if you get to Arizona and you really, 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 really like it, stay there. Because my sister lives in Arizona. I'll be moving to Vegas, so I'll be fairly close.
Okay, well, you know, whatever. I'm gonna find out what happens when I go, you know, and that's the whole point, is I'm gonna just figure it out as I go. So, anyway, Final Fantasy Origins is pretty fat, though. I mean, like, they have, like, these nice little sequences in the beginning and shit, and, you know, they're all, like, really, I mean, they're really nice for an old game that's, like, a PlayStation 1 game. And, they've added a lot of things that made the game a lot easier. Remember on the original Final Fantasy, if you were to attack a creature and he would die and you had other characters that were attacking the same creature, they just wouldn't make a move?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they fixed that now, so the combat works like most of today's games, you know, and newer games since these were released, where, you know, they'll go on to attack the next guy. The graphics are updated. They're about 16-bit graphics. The sound, the audio is great. I mean, the music is awesome. And they've added a lot of cool things, too. Like, you can turn on and off certain options. You can make it play exactly like the original Final Fantasy. If you wanted to play it through where, you know, it was exactly like it, you can do that. And they've got, you know, options where you can make it a little bit easier. Like, when you're walking through town, your guys still walk hella slow. Well, if you hold the button down, they walk hella fast through town, so you don't waste time.
That's a really cool, like, setup.
Did we lose Wolf?
I think. I don't know, I heard a weird little beep noise, and pretty soon it was just you talking.
Ah, crap. Okay, well, yeah, he's gone then. Oh, well, at least we got him here for a little bit. We'll try to get him on the show next week, too. Yeah, at least we won't be talking over him now and trying to listen to his street noise.
See, I was just, that whole time I was just trying to let him do his little thing, because I knew we weren't going to be on here very long, so I figured, what the hell, you know, let him talk his Chinese.
Instead, I filled up time with my little sob story about how bad life sucks.
Oh, whatever.
So, anyway, though, I know you don't care for this game at all, because, you know, I mean, it's like, on top of being one of these crazy role-playing games where you've got all this magic and sorcery and elves and pixies and shit, it's old school. I mean, this is like, so...
Okay, so this, the Final Fantasy thing you're talking about... What'd they do, put all the games into one game?
What it is, it's only the first two. It's Final Fantasy 1 and Final Fantasy 2.
And what, you just play them?
Well, yeah, you can play them. That's
the
idea.
Well, no shit, you can play them, but I mean, like, so what, did they put both worlds together as one game?
Oh, okay, no. It's two totally separate games. When you fire it up, you know, it gives you, like, a menu where you get to pick which game you want to play.
Okay.
Except for they have nicer graphics, and you know, they updated some of the play so that it plays a little bit nicer. And they have some kind of ghetto-ass, like, easy mode, if you're some kind of wuss that can't fucking handle the real game, you know? But I'm not playing that side of it, obviously.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they did a fantastic job. And it's only $30. It's an original PlayStation 1 game, so it'll play on your PlayStation 1 and your PlayStation 2. And the cool thing is Final Fantasy 2 hasn't been released here in the United States before.
Oh. So they did, what, one through through like 15 and just left out 2?
Okay, what happened was in Japan they've got them all, 1 through 12, right?
Okay.
Here, we had Final Fantasy 1 on the Nintendo. We had, it was Final Fantasy 4. We called, here in the United States, was Final Fantasy 2. That was on the Super Nintendo. We had Final Fantasy 6, which is my favorite game in the world, but here it was called Final Fantasy 3. And then we got 7, 8, 9, and 10 also. We don't have 11 yet because they're working on it. We should have it over here within a couple months.
Sure.
Not that anybody wants to play that. I mean, I think it looks all right, but I mean, it looks pretty cool, and I could consider playing it, but I don't know if it's my style because it's online.
Oh wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty neat, but it's like you got to buy a hard drive, you got to buy a network adapter for your PlayStation.
Let's talk about PlayStation. See, now don't you wish you had an Xbox where you didn't have to buy all that extra crap?
Yeah, well, you know, I have an Xbox, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, you people out there in Radio Land, you should have bought a goddamn Xbox.
Well, now, I don't know. I mean, come on, some people like certain types of games, and they just don't have them on, you know, the Xbox. I mean, like, there is absolutely zero role-playing games on the Xbox, which is why I bought my PlayStation simply for role-playing games, and I own 5 games for the PlayStation 2, and they're all role-playing games, and then, well, shit, I got more than that, and they're like 7, and there's still like 3 or 4 I would really like to buy.
Dude, there's a new game out. I don't know if you've heard of it yet, but if you have, I need information on it. It's called Def Jam Vendetta.
Oh, okay, yeah. Actually, before...
On Xbox or what? Because I can't find it in any one of the Blockbusters or any one of the stores.
I don't think it's on the Xbox. Wolf and I played a demo of it, and it was on the PlayStation, too.
Oh, it looks so cool, dude.
Yeah, well, it's not.
Huh?
I didn't like it, and he didn't like it. It was basically... It was basically like, you know, any other wrestling game except for with a bunch of rappers in it.
Seriously? It looks like a fighting, like kick and jump and punch and stuff.
Well, yeah, but it's more wrestling, though. Like, you're in a ring, like in the middle of like a club or something in some of the locations, and it's just, I mean, I thought it was pretty weak, but, I mean, you know, hey, you might really dig it. I mean, that's why we got to have more people on the show to get everybody's, you know, our diversity, you know, all of our different opinions. You might really dig it. I've got the demo CD with a demo of that game on it. Maybe next time you're up here, we can play it.
Yeah, but do you know if they're going to come out with Xbox or on PC or anything?
As of right, I'm pretty sure right now it's PlayStation exclusive, and which basically...
I actually know they got it on GameCube.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've seen it on GameCube, too. That's what pisses me off. I go to, like, Blockbuster, they got it for PlayStation, PlayStation 2, they got it for the Cube, and I'm like, what the hell? I mean, it makes me so mad when people do that about games. It's like, not very often do they make a game for the Xbox where they don't make it for anything else. They've got a few. Ghost Recon, that first one they came out with the, you're the little green dudes and you can, like, steal Jeeps and drive around. Oh, hell. It was the first one that came out. The first game for Xbox.
I don't know what that, I don't remember what it was, but Ghost Recon is on the PlayStation 2 also. And it's...
bastards! Okay, fine. See what I'm talking about then?
Well, okay, now, lots of games have different, like look at Nintendo, right? Nintendo's got their intellectual property games. You know, they've got Mario and Yoshi and Zelda and all that garbage, you know, they got...
You don't have to play that crap on anything else.
No, you cannot. You do not have Mario Kart, you don't have Zelda, you don't have Mario Brothers, you don't have all them cool, you know, Metroid, you don't have that, you don't have any of that. Star Fox?
I want those are stupid as hell.
Well, you don't, but I think they're fun.
Oh.
So, I mean, that kind of sucks for me, you know, and like Donkey Kong, all that's owned by Nintendo, so you will never see that on another console unless they go the way of Sega, where they stop making their own hardware and start making games for everybody else.
That's what I hope they do.
Well, that's not necessarily a good thing. Right now, the GameCube is hurting. They're probably, they're third out of three, I'm pretty sure, right now, even with some of the kick-ass games they've got. And the new Zelda game is fantastic. It's almost worth buying a cube for, and I'll tell you what, I'm so ready to buy a cube and add it to these, so I'll just have them all, so I can play every game I want to play, that, I mean, it's only going to take one more, you know, killer app, one more killer game to push me over the edge to buy a GameCube. They've got, I'm dying to play Metroid and the new Zelda game, and they've got, the Mario Sunshine game is actually pretty lame, I played it over at Hunter's Place, but I hear they're working on a second one, which is supposed to be a lot better. And if they make a Mario Kart, that's it for me. I'm going over the edge because Mario Kart is this.
Mario Kart is a fun game.
Dude, Mario Kart's the bomb.
All right, now, stupid question. Do you think, and if you do think, when do you think there's going to be a new console out? Like, do you think there's going to be a whole new console, kind of like Xbox was? It really wasn't like a Sega 2 or a Nintendo Extra 64, Dolphin Cube, whatever the hell, PlayStation. Do you think there's going to be something new coming out?
Okay, check this out. They've got, there's a company, oh man, I think it's called the Phantom. And it's basically, it sounds like an Xbox as far as the hardware goes. It sounds like they took a computer and ripped a lot of the stuff that you wouldn't use in a computer out of it, stuck it in a little tiny box, and made a console out of it. I think it's called the Phantom. For some reason, I can't remember what it was. I'll have to find it and then put a link to it on the site. It's basically, though, check this out. It's supposed to play computer games. Yeah, which is kind of stupid on one respect. You know, on one end you've got like, wait a minute now, you know, what the hell do I want to sit down and play fucking Warcraft 3 or whatever, you know, and Counter-Strike and shit on a console? I mean, the graphics are going to be shitty. It'll run fine because, you know, it doesn't have to put out that great of a resolution to the TV and all. And I guess it's going to have some kind of deal where it tries to install it to the hard drive just like a computer, but there's no interaction with you. You don't do anything. You just put the disc in and bam, you know, you're playing a game on the computer, but it's on this new console.
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, if you don't have a very big screen for your computer, then you might like that type of thing, though.
Yeah, that's true. You know, if your computer is really underpowered and can't run the games very well, you know. But, I mean, hey, I personally think it's vaporware. I don't think it's going to happen. I do not think this thing is going to see the light of day. But, you know, more power to them if they can. You know, that's pretty cool. I mean, if we can see something, that'd be pretty neat to have. Because then I would have one excuse left to run Windows on my computers. The only reason I run Windows on one computer in here is simply for video stuff, you know, DivX.
Right.
And, video games.
Wow.
And if I had the choice, if I could get rid of those two, I mean, you know, I could make the rest of the machines here run Linux, like the server and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
Linux is a lot better than Windows?
Well, without going into detail, I'm just going to say yes and leave it at that.
Okay.
That's all anybody needs to hear. Yeah, there's a whole, we could do a month worth of shows on that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's quite a hot topic, but, anyway, so, okay, now, I don't know when this Phantom thing is supposed to come out, but I heard about it quite a while ago. I think if you go to Slashdot and type in Phantom or console or games, you'll see it on there on the news, but I'll try to find the story for it or the website for it, and I'll post it on the website in the show notes whenever I get this episode up. And as far as actual regular consoles go, though, it's basically rumored that in 2005 we're going to see, like, the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 2 and then maybe something from Nintendo.
Oh, wow.
So that could be a while.
Xbox 2, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, who knows what they're going to do for it. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be, like, the same idea. They're going to try to pack everything they can into it. It'll be like a mini PC. But you know what? I love the Xbox. I think it's a fan.
It's my favorite so far.
Definitely. I mean, it's got the superior hardware. It's just lacking in the games is my big complaint with it.
True.
I think their controllers are way better than the PlayStation controls. I think their controllers are about even, if not a little bit better than the GameCube controls. Have you ever used one of the GameCube controls?
I think one time at Best Buy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, those things are like, they're almost like perfect, though. I mean, they fit your hand just fantastic, and the buttons are right where they should be. I really like that, but the Xbox Control S, the small one, I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, that thing to me is like the perfect control. I wish I could hook it up to my PC and use that for computer games for the few that I use, you know, especially emulation, rather than a Sidewinder.
But, you know, remember the new controller I had that one day when I was over at Wolf's Place, and it had the little fan in it?
Yeah, like we have the Airflow for the PlayStation 2.
I have it for the Xbox.
Yeah.
Check this out. The fan works awesome. All the buttons work awesome except for the right trigger.
Really?
Yeah, and it just started messing up. Like, you hold it down, and sometimes it's like it just doesn't realize you're holding the button down type of thing.
Well, that's pretty shitty.
But yeah, I'm thinking to myself, what the hell? Because I remember you guys saying you had a problem with it. Now, check this out. My buddy, Kerry, who has the big screen TV, I always go over to his place and play video games.
Yeah.
His controller, all of his buttons quit working, but the fan worked just fine.
No shit.
That's some off-the-wall stuff. Does this company just not have their shit together, or what?
Okay, here's what I've got to say about that. My controller for the PlayStation 2 still works perfect. It's still, everything functions as advertised. I have gone to the company's website to show this controller to other people because I really think so highly of it. And some of my buddies on IRC were interested in it, so I showed them where the website was, and then I tried to find the product, and I couldn't find those airflow controllers on their own website.
Wow.
Okay. And when and I don't know if you heard I don't know if you've talked to Wolf in the last like 2 or 3 weeks. I think that might have been the first time you talked to him since he's been in China.
Right, that was, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's why he sounded kind of surprised. But his controller, one of the sticks stopped working.
Wow.
So I'm not so sure what to say now. I mean, I have no problems with it myself, but I mean, remember when you brought the Xbox One over, the Airflow One over to Wolf's place, and we were trying to play Ghost Recon?
Right.
And the communicator didn't work.
Right.
But it worked at your house.
Uh-huh.
See, I don't know if there's something up with these controls or what. Maybe you could turn them in for warranty to the company.
Maybe, I'm not too sure.
Because that's bullshit. I mean, you just had the thing for just a few months.
Exactly.
But, you know, I think even if mine were to go out, I'd buy another one anyway, just because I like it so much more than the real PlayStation 2 controls, the DualShock 2s.
Very true, yeah. But, I probably will. I'll probably go right back out and buy another one, but still, I'm just like, wow, man, what a coincidence. All these ones are breaking down.
Yeah. There might be something to that. We might have to do a little research into that. You know, something might be happening where they recalled some of them, too. I haven't heard anything, but I haven't looked.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, I don't know what to say about that.
Hmm. Oh, well. Screw it.
Yeah. And you know what? I've got some cool stuff here that I don't think I haven't talked to. I haven't talked to anybody. I haven't done shit for a week. So we got some more emails. Yeah, we got, one that doesn't have really anything to do with the show. I just wanted to say that, you know, we were glad to hear from people, though, and it was cool. This guy was watching out for us. What happened was, remember when I called Ode, you weren't here. I called Ode for the 7th show down in San Diego, and I dialed his number, and I recorded it.
Huh?
Well, this guy, Addicted to Pain is his name, he sent me an email, you know, and he says, you know, hey, people can decode the tones for that, you know, the DTMF tones, you can decode them. The phone tones, the dual tone.
Dialing of the numbers?
Yeah, they're called, it's DTMF, it's dual tone multi-frequency, and you can decode them and get the number off of that. So, of course, I dial Wolf's, you know, whole calling card number, the access code, and then Ode's home phone number. Well, but what he didn't know, I guess, was if you listen to it, I mean, like, okay, how many numbers did I have to dial to get Wolf just now? 35, we figured?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, and on the show, when I called Ode, it was a little bit less than that. It was like about 30 numbers I had to dial. But when you listen to it, I only left in the recording like 15, 10 numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was cutting them out, so you don't have to sweat that.
Oh,
but it was
so
cool.
People could be sitting at home, have literally nothing to do, but figure out what number you just called and what, call it?
Yeah.
Oh, the hell with that.
Well, yeah, exactly. Some people,
as
Addicted to Pain says, some people are more ethical than others.
Let them call, because if it was my ass, I'd be like, you seriously have nothing better to do but call me because you heard the number recorded on a friggin' radio show?
It's just the point that you can do it.
I'd tell them to sit on a goddamn plunger stick and spin for a half hour.
It's just the point that you can do it, you know?
I know, but it's sad that the people in our world have nothing better to do but fuck with shit like that.
Well, no, see, okay, you have to say at some point, well, yeah, some shit like that is stupid, but I mean, you know, I personally wouldn't do it either. But it's not for his home phone number. Maybe that's where I didn't come across clear. It's for the calling card number that has 30 hours on it.
Oh, I see what you're saying now, so they could steal the calling card credits, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's still a bunch of hosers.
This guy came over from Radio Freak America. I guess he listens to that show and listened to at least that episode number 7, where we did that. You know, and he said, you know, some of the people that come from that show might not be so ethical as some of us out there. So watch it, you know, because that's a hacker show. So, and it's true, some people aren't, you know, they don't have the same values that a lot of, you know, other people have. So.
So what was this guy's name again?
Addicted to Pain.
This guy is awesome.
Yeah, he is. That was really cool.
You know, honestly, I'm almost willing to buy him a 12-pack of Bud or some of these Coors, just for looking out for us.
Definitely. It was cool. I mean, I took care of it because I know better. You know, I know better. I don't think you guys had paid attention to it, but I don't know. I took care of it. But anyway, also, this is really cool. I can't remember. If you were here for the show when we got those couple emails from that guy, Spetsnaz C4, and he sent us the really awesome links to the assembler website where it had, like, prototype console systems and stuff that was never made and development kits, shit that you never see.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't spend enough time on listening to the show, do you?
Well, remember, dude, I haven't had internet access since the first of April.
Oh, that's right. I forgot all about that. You still don't.
Remember, I moved.
You still don't.
The good news is I have talked to Charter Communications, and I do have DSL at this point. I just need to find a way of getting up to the mountain, getting my modem, and then bringing it back down here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, my next question, if you're going to be coming down to Reno anytime soon, you want to stop by my parents' house, grab that modem?
Yeah, definitely. I might end up going down there next couple of days. It's possible. Unlikely, but possible.
Okay, cool. Yeah, man. Just give me a call first. I'll let my parents know you're going to come over. And it's downstairs in my room. Remember where my room was? Downstairs off the garage?
Yeah.
Well, Dan and his two rat dogs moved down there.
Oh, okay.
That's where it's at now.
Okay. No problem. I got it.
Okay, so what other emails did we get?
Okay, yeah. We got another one from Spetsnaz C4. I got this a couple from him, and I wasn't able to get back to him or even read the one of them at first. I mean, this week was just unbelievably busy, so and just off the wall, so I didn't get to it, but he sent me one email with a address to an FTP with a bunch of videos from Japanese arcades, I guess. I haven't had a chance to look at it still, but I've got the address here. I don't think he wants me to give it out, but I'm going to go there and check that out, so maybe next week I can talk about, we can talk about some of these games that, that are playing over there that we'll probably never see here in the States.
Right.
And we'll have some video to back that up. And I've got a couple links, though, that are really awesome that he sent us also in this one email from, like, a week ago. I'm reading it right now for, like, the fifth time, and I'm trying to filter out the links. Okay, it's http://, it's japan-gaming.no-ip.info, and this guy has it's the website here is a bunch of same ideas assembler, a bunch of pictures of weird crazy shit that you never see, and like old hardware and kick-ass shit like that. So they've got a lot of cool stuff on there to check out of that. And then there's a site he gave me. It's www.gametz.com, like Game Trade Zone. And I guess you just can go there and sign up for an account for free, and you can list your stuff on there so that people can, trade you games. Like if you've got, whatever game for whatever system, computer.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, isn't it?
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, that could definitely help a lot in the financial department. So we might have to check that out. Don't forget to, check it out. Sign up for an account there. It's gametz.com.
Any other, cool emails?
Yeah, that was cool. And I got another one from him. Let me see.
Saying emails where they're talking about us, man.
You need your ego stroked?
Basically, yeah. Well, I need to know that we're doing good, or I need to know that we suck.
Well, you heard it from Hooks, so email him and tell him how bad he sucks. I mean, how great he is.
Tell me what you think, man. Hey, remember, if you have a rack, feel free to take a picture, send it to us.
You know what? The one thing I did hear is we are a little bit offensive.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
It's probably mostly you.
Well, I'm sure it is me. And just to make sure that it is me, I just want to make sure that everybody out there that doesn't like me can go ahead and get on the hands and knees and tell me how much you love me. So love me.
Yeah, we sometimes it does get a little crazy. Sometimes it gets a little offensive. Sometimes it's offensive to women, too, I'm sure. So.
Have we ever knocked a woman?
I think you were talking some crazy smack on episode 6 or 7. I can't remember which one it was, but...
Uh-huh. So you mean to tell me we got a bunch of guys out there going, God, that just was a little bit offensive. And if my wife was listening right now...
No, actually... Actually, it's not like that at all. No, these guys are totally down with it. They just thought that it was possibly offensive to some people, but they weren't, at all like that. They were totally down with it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, see, my biggest thing, I try not to come off racist.
Yeah, that's...
My biggest thing, I don't care if I offend people because, I think differently than them, or I think that, ooh, this is a good idea, and they're like, no, that's a bad idea. But I just don't want to come off as racist, because I'm not racist anyway, but it's so easy to crack a joke about people.
Exactly, and I try really hard, too. I mean, that's exactly what it is. I don't care who the fuck I offend, it's just I don't want to sound like a fucking racist asshole, bigot motherfucker, and it's really, you're right, it is hard, because you make some offhand joke that's not meant to be, like, that bad, but, invariably somebody's going to take it the wrong way anyway.
Yeah, because I got a dildo on her ass, but, look, I can easily crack jokes about white dudes, okay? I'm white, I can do that. I can easily do that. But the sad thing is I can crack more jokes about Mexicans, blacks, he's, well, that's just about it. Well, Russians and Arabs.
We do quite a Chinese jokes here, mainly because we're giving Wolf a bad time, though, and I think a lot of people don't know that.
They don't realize he's Chinese.
I know.
Hello, listen to his accent. No. And the fact that he can't pronounce certain letters, that should be a dead giveaway.
It should be, but I mean, without a picture, you know, it's kind of hard to tell. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to have to do like a Meet the Hosts show one day, where it's just us sitting around for a little bit, you know, and hopefully we don't get too boring, but where it's like we're just kind of like telling everybody about ourselves.
Right.
You know
what else I think we should do is have our picture on the website.
Yeah, that's cool, too.
They can go, oh, he is Chinese. So. You know what I mean? At least they can say, you know, hey, okay, now I know what this guy looks like, so if I see him on the street, I can beat his ass.
Yeah, exactly. They can look at me and say, God, he is as ugly as he says he is.
Exactly, and they can look at me and go, wow, yeah, he probably shouldn't have any more beer.
So we got to get around to doing that. The problem is that we've been kind of spread out for the last month with him gone and you down there and fucking everything else going on.
True, but when he gets back, before you take off to, you know, your road trip, we'll all have to get together and take a picture or something.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to take care of business. I mean, it's not like there's going to be no time. I'm going to be here for at least 3 weeks since Wolf will be back.
Okay, cool.
And it's not like I'm going to have a job, so I'll have all kinds of time on my hands.
Wow. Dude, do you have enough money to be making this trip?
I don't have a dime.
Oh, that's right. You're going to sell as much as you can, right?
Yeah, and that's hopefully going to pay off the majority of the work that needs to be done to the car before I pull this off. And I need to put some kind of, like, just a little bit better stereo in it because the one that's in there is, like, it doesn't really work. So I just need to put maybe $200-$300 into a stereo, just something so I can listen to. And then I need to put about $300 into a laptop because I don't need anything fancy.
Right.
And then that's it. And I've got all the credit in the world, so I'm going to basically be living off of borrowed money from the credit card companies, which doesn't bother me at all because at least it's going for a good cause, not crap, not
true.
Garbage.
True. Well, you know, one thing that that you're going to want to check is your water pump, dude.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna keep track of everything as I go too. You know, I mean, so it's like because I'm gonna have to. You know, so I'm gonna make sure everything's cool before I go, and then while I'm out there, I'm gonna be checking constantly to make sure everything's all right before I leave any major city.
Well,
so anyway,
a water pump is one of those things you quite. With a water pump, you never really know when it's going to go out until it goes out. So it's one like you can look at it and go, oh yeah, I got about 2 or 3 more miles on it. It's like it looks full. Oh shit, it went out.
Okay, well. I'll keep that in mind, but
because once your water pump goes out, dude, you're not moving.
That's it for me, huh?
Yeah, and it's something that's so overlooked. Like, people with older vehicles overlook that like no other. Like, they just don't think.
Oh, yeah, I see. I see what you're saying, yeah. Okay.
The water pump, dude, that's what keeps your engine cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
yeah, cool. That's, right before you leave, we'll have to get together and take some pictures and shit so that people actually know what we look like and... I don't know. I really don't want to try to come off as being, you know, mean or anything like that, but damn it. Comedy. Think of it that way, people.
Believe me.
Serious.
Believe me. I think, honest to God, I mean, Hunter's a little bit quiet and way too monotone. I'm fucking way too monotone most of the time because usually I'm reading my notes, you know, that I took during the show, so I can't, you know, I'm trying to focus the show and stay on target, and that's why I don't come off on the show as I am in person because I'm usually reading stuff and trying to keep the show moving and the topics going. Wolf, you know, he doesn't talk a whole lot because we're usually talking over him, and once in a while it's a little hard to understand, so I have to repeat what he says. And honest to God, you come off the best. And right now, you sound the best, too. I'm watching, you know, Audacity record this, and you always, every time, sound the best out of all of us on the recording and, you know, as far as what you're talking about and jokes. And you keep the show so damn interesting, which I was so happy to get you on this, you know, call you a little while ago and get you on the show today because... You know, I mean, you've been here since the beginning, and, you know, this is all of us. This is, you know, this isn't just something that I dreamed up at, you know, crack smoking in the bathroom one day.
True, true. How many episodes are there now?
This will be 9.
9? Wow. So is this 9 or is this 10?
This is 9.
Okay. Any other emails?
We got another one. I got, this is awesome because... I felt real bad, you know, about not being able to get to my emails this week or do anything because I was pretty much a lazy, worthless bum. And I got another email from our buddy Svetsnaz C4, this guy who's, I mean, he's totally on top of it, you know, I mean, he's probably like our one listener. And he sent me an email, and I told him, from the other one that I was just reading before. I told him, I said, you know, I've been too busy to reply. I'm sorry. You know, I didn't forget about you. I've just, things have been hectic here. So then he sends an email yesterday, I guess. It was late last night when I got it because I told you I was out. And he says, you got to view this ASAP, right? And I'm glad he did that because I actually sat down and looked at it. I was going to look at this stuff before the show anyway, but at least I got to see it right away. He sent me a link to an address on it's www.codejunkies.com, and I cannot read the rest of it because it's just way too crazy, but I'll put up a link on the site, and it's about that new Zelda game, the Wind Waker on the GameCube.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what somebody found out, okay, now you know how Wolf has the Game Shark and that, you know, that Game Genie garbage where it allows him to cheat and shit?
Right.
Apparently the programming team that did the Wind Waker forgot to take something out of the final release. They found codes using it's called Action Replay, it's just like that Game Shark thing, that allow you to, let's see, what did he write? Allow you to fool around in the test levels, and several options can be turned on or off to manipulate the environment.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's got pictures of it. I'll put the link up to that site on when I get this show uploaded. I'll put the link up there with it too, so you can check it out, and everybody can go check that out. It's got a bunch of screenshots of the game in this test level that is nothing like the real game. I mean, it doesn't have like all the trees and the little characters and that you're talking to, and it's not all laid out right. It looks more like a training level from American Gladiators or something.
Oh, wow.
You know, just to make, it looks like something they used to make sure the physics worked and all the weird stuff in the game worked, and it was like a test level.
Uh-huh.
And it's still in the game.
Well, that is cool.
Yeah, so that, I mean, he totally hooked us up on that. I would have never...
But when humans fuck up.
So, yeah. It's pretty cool they leave shit like that for us, though, to find, you know?
See, now, if I was one of those game maker guys, you know, that took care of all the software, doing certain... I'd be putting all kinds of hidden shit in games.
Okay,
oh,
you know,
God.
I thought about that too. The thought has crossed my mind, and I have a problem with codes, but I dig hidden shit like that.
Right.
So as far as codes go, I wouldn't want to have like all these god codes and shit because it just makes the game suck, and it would be a nice slap in the face to people like Wolf.
Like say Ghost Recon, right? Say they put in a little thing where it's like, you know, put your codes in or whatever, and you put this one code in, and you're not playing Ghost Recon, you're playing some other totally different game, and it's like they were able to snake a, you know, maybe a part of a game or a half of a game onto the same disc, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
That's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Yeah, that'd be pretty neat, but that's like a lot of extra work for like a lot of nothing, though, for them to make like a whole other game.
Oh, I'm just saying, like maybe Pong or something, you know?
Oh, okay, yeah, that's awesome. Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool, I get it. Like, wasn't there a Donkey Kong game? I don't remember which one, but I believe there was a Donkey Kong game where you could go into, like, an arcade or something and play, like, the original Donkey Kong.
Oh, wow. Like, no, I didn't ever heard
in the
that.
Game. Yeah, I don't remember what it was, but I don't know. I mean, that stuff is pretty cool. Like Panzer Dragoon Orta on the Xbox. It's got to be probably right now my favorite Xbox game. And when you play through that, you get to unlock a whole bunch of special shit, and one of them, you get to unlock the original Panzer game. The original Panzer Dragoon on the Sega Saturn is on there.
Oh, cool.
You know, see, that is awesome when you get free shit like that.
Yeah.
That is definitely cool. And as far, think about, like, these Final Fantasy games, right? This is a good example using Final Fantasy Origins. It's Final Fantasy 1 and 2, for Christ's sake, okay? And it's like, they could have easily snuck that in there, because I know the ROMs are hella small. They could have snuck that in there as a hidden feature, like in Final Fantasy X or one of these new games that Wolf plays, you know?
That would have been cool.
Yeah, rather than charge us $30 for them.
They could have just snuck it in and maybe charged an extra $20.
Nah, not even. They could have just maybe an extra $5 for. It shouldn't cost any more anyway. It should just be the, like, you know, $50 for the brand new game, and then if you happen to beat it, you get to the added bonus of being able to play one of the original games.
That's true too. Yeah.
You know, that would have been neat. Like if you, like in Mario Sunshine, if you would have been able to play after you beat it, maybe they had the original Super Mario Brothers on there. How cool would that have been?
That would have been cool.
You know, because you can't play those on today's consoles, and not a lot of people have an old Nintendo. And I actually had one. I had a Nintendo here, a Super Nintendo, and a Sega Genesis, and I actually threw them away like three, 4 weeks ago, because I never play them, and I noticed that, like, the games, I just started losing track of where they were, and I don't know. It's like, well, screw it. I've got emulation now, you know?
Right. We need to find Bill Gates' phone number so we can call his ass and give him these ideas.
Well, it's not him that's making the games. It's, you know, these independent companies that are making the games, unless he snatches it up and buys them, like Rare and Bungie.
Oh, gotcha.
That's a good way to do it, though. If he just buys everybody, nobody else gets any games.
True.
And that may suck for the industry, though, because, you know, the independent places can't go out and make games for, say, all three systems or two of the three systems or whatever. If they're owned by Microsoft, Microsoft is going to keep them only for the Xbox, you know?
Means Xbox is going to have a ton of games.
Yeah, well,
now back to my idea. We need to get Bill Gates' phone number and have him give us a call.
But that's not necessarily a very good thing, because not everybody wants to buy an Xbox, you know?
Yeah, but I have one.
Yeah, but, well, okay, that's fine.
Thinking about myself.
That's fine for you and me, but, you know, the people out there with a PlayStation, because the PlayStation 2 is huge compared to the Xbox and the GameCube. Yeah. Oh, speaking of PlayStation, I messaged Ode, I told him I was going to try to get him on the show, but he hasn't responded, so I guess he's not home, and since we're recording now, I guess he's just not going to be able to talk about this, but, last week we talked about it because I had Ode on the phone. He ordered a mod chip for his PlayStation 2. That allows you to basically play imported games and burned copies of your games and pirated games from the internet.
That's some crazy stuff there.
Yeah.
Is that legal?
No, well, yeah. this is kind of it's a touchy subject. I think the mod chip in and of itself is legal. The problem is that the software that's on the mod chip, like the BIOS of it, the firmware in it, is not legal. Which you can find it all over the internet, though. It doesn't take but 10 seconds to find. And according to, here in America, the DMCA, that's the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, that piece of shit law they passed that basically says that you don't own a damn thing you buy, you fucking license to use it and are not allowed to open it or do anything to it other than use it as stated in the manual. It's really kind of not legal. So, but he got the chip the other day. It cost him like $70 for the chip to get it shipped over here because you can't. It's kind of hard to find them here in the United States because if you sell them, you go to jail.
Wow.
So he ordered one, I guess, from someplace in the UK, if I remember right. And he got it, and he was pretty unimpressed with the packaging. I guess it doesn't come like in a nifty little box with with instructions and some. And little pictures and helpful hints and stuff. It comes, the chip, in a plastic bag.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that, I mean, for $70, that's pretty weak that they don't give you anything else. So you have to rely on information you find on the internet to install this fucking thing.
Oh.
So
they just make it pretty tough. If you don't know what you're doing, you're screwed, basically.
Yeah, and, you know, there's instructions out there, so even if you've never done it before, you can see how to do it. Now, here's where the problem comes in. You've got to solder this thing onto the motherboard of your console.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this is the first time he's ever opened up a console. I've never opened up a console. He told me it took him an hour to open that PlayStation and get all the shit separated and take everything apart because they've got it put together like, you know, really crazy, you know.
That is awful. An hour to take a PlayStation apart?
Yeah, it's just there's, you know, a lot of screws that are in weird spots and cables that you gotta care for and make sure you're not fucking shit up, you know, and I guess you gotta, the whole point is to get the main board of the thing out because you've gotta solder stuff onto the top of the board and the bottom of the board. Little wires you gotta solder to this chip. And it's been a while since he soldered, and when he did that, he fucked it up and, like, soldered, like, 8 wires together that didn't need... Yeah, I guess he killed his PlayStation, and he tried to fix it and wound up slicing a wire. Like, I guess he was trying to cut the solder to separate it and see if he couldn't salvage it, and when he was trying to get some of the solder off that where it didn't belong, he ended up cutting through another wire.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I guess he hosed it, and yesterday I saw it on eBay. He put it up on eBay, you know, it said, you know, a broken PlayStation 2, and he explained the whole story. And this morning when I looked, it wasn't on eBay anymore.
Somebody bought it?
No, I think eBay pulled it.
Oh.
Because I'm pretty sure that it would be illegal to sell something like that because of the mod chip. Yeah, so I haven't talked to him, though. I don't know what actually happened, but it's not there. I couldn't find it. So anyway, check this out. He sold all his other crap. I saw him up there with his controllers and his memory cards and his games for his PlayStation, and he went out yesterday and bought an Xbox.
Huh. So he just went and ruined a PlayStation so he could basically cheat, and now he's stuck with an Xbox?
Well, the idea was to play imported games. See, that's why I would like to have a modded console, so that I can get games from Japan and play stuff that we probably might never see or that would take months to get here that I don't want to wait for.
Oh, I see what you're saying now. Okay.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Now, Microsoft has taken a lot of precautions on this. I guess they can detect if you've got any kind of modifications on your Xbox, and if you get caught on Xbox Live with a modded console, you are banned, and that Xbox is banned for life.
Really?
Yeah, so, of course, you know, the hackers that created this shit have made, like, a switch that you can turn on and off the mod chip so that you can still play your legit games on Xbox Live.
Wow. So, basically, you know, the head people of Microsoft Xbox are like, look, you know, we don't want you to be able to play games from other countries. We only want you to be able to play ours. So, in other words, it's kind of like we're telling you what you can do with what you own.
Exactly. Which is, they have every right to, because it's their machine, and thanks to the DMCA, we can't say a fucking thing. And this is what people need.
If we live in Canada, would that be different?
Yeah, because they don't have our, this is our law.
Oh, there's only America law?
Yeah.
Oh, hell, I'll move to Canada then.
Yeah, but being as fucked up as America is, we try to enforce our laws on other countries.
Oh.
And we will try. Unfortunately. I think it's complete bullshit, but people are just not educated about stuff like this. You know, half the, I guarantee more than half the people did not know that this law passed.
Didn't know it was even a law, dude.
Yeah, I mean, like, everybody doesn't know. I mean, I swear to God, so many people have never heard of it, and they have no idea, and we're out there letting our senators do all their voting and all our congressmen doing whatever the hell they want, because nobody knows. I do not think something like that would have got voted in if everybody knew about it and wrote to their state.
Oh, yeah, that thing would be, that wouldn't even, you know how many, they'd be like, well, that law didn't pass. Because I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of gamers in the United States. And they'd look at that and go, no way, we're not going to vote for that. So that would probably be the reason why they wouldn't even allow there to be a vote. They would just say, no, that's against the law.
Now, keep in mind, this does not affect just games, dude. This affects everything. I mean, everything. Anything that you've got, your telephone, your computer, your VCR.
Oh.
Your TiVo, especially. TiVo hacking is a big thing right now.
What's TiVo?
You know that thing that allows you to record TV and play it back later and it skips the commercials for you?
Oh, yeah, the thing they were doing on TV there for a while. They were advertising that TiVo thing, so you could, like, watch a baseball game without the damn commercials.
Something like that, yeah. I don't know. I've never really used one, so I don't really care. I mean, I don't watch TV at all, so I don't give a shit.
And it's against the law?
No, the machine in and of itself is legal, but if you crack the case, you broke the law.
Hell, then why would they even give it to you then?
Well, you're not supposed to open it. You're supposed to just record TV and then put up watching their commercials. But, you know, of course, people found out how to add a bigger hard drive to it and how to add or how to make it skip commercials and some shit like that. And, you know, now it's, like, illegal.
Oh.
Yeah, it's total bullshit. It's total bullshit. But there's nothing we can do. I mean, hell, I might as well just leave the country. I mean, it's screwed up. You know, we haven't talked an awful lot about games this show either, really.
That is true.
Not as much as I would have liked to have, but this week was pretty hectic for me, and I wasn't able to, you know, get as much information as I wanted to together to talk about, but, you know, I did get some. But what I did manage to play, have you heard of a game called Postal 2?
No.
Dude, this game is so right up your alley.
Are you a postal worker?
No, but you might as well be. The game is basically like, it's like about your day. Like, just like a normal day, right? Like, your guy lives in a trailer park, like, in this little trailer in some ghetto-ass little place, you know? And it's like, it starts out, and he, like, argues with the wife all the time, you know? And it's just like, the game is so funny, because it's just like, oh my God, this is exactly how life is, you know? It's like, everything sucks so bad all the time that you just want to start shooting people. And that's the idea, is that you can play this game just normal through it if you want. I mean, there's situations it puts you in where you are forced to go around and murder people, but most of the time you can just get through it by just going about your business. You can go to www.gopostal.com and download the demo for Postal 2, right?
Okay.
It's got a time limit of 7 minutes on there, but there's a way you can make it basically unlimited time, and I actually have that on the show notes for last week's show, so if you look up there, you'll see the what you got to type in. And I'll tell you what, man, this is right up your alley, because Hunter and I have been playing the full version, and I'm on, like, I'm almost done with it, actually, and Hunter is, too. He might have even beat it today. I think he played it. But the whole thing of it is that you can just go through your day and do everything, like, normal, but it's based on, like, how annoying your day gets. Like, in the demo, your whole mission is to go from your house to Habib's Market, right? Yeah, totally. Trust me. And it is like, this game pulls no punches when it comes to offending people. I mean, hell, when you run around and you're killing a bunch of cops and women and stuff, your guy even says something along the lines of, to keep this as politically correct as possible, I'm going to kill the women and children first, you know?
Oh, wow.
I mean, it is brutal. I mean, he swears up and down when he's getting shot at. He's, you know, he's taking shots and he's like, fuck, shit, ow, god, fucking.
Is that for computer?
Yeah, yeah. So in the demo, your mission is to go get some milk from Habib's. So your guy goes in there and you can go pick up your milk. And you can wait in line and pay for the milk, and you can walk all the way back across town to your house and bring the milk to your wife who wants milk for her cereal or whatever the hell she wanted. And that's it. I mean, the game can be played through that simple without running into any craziness. Now, unfortunately, what happens is you're playing and you're just wandering around, you're making your way to the store, and, you know, maybe somebody pisses you off, like some guy gets in your way and he starts calling you names because you bumped into him on the street, or maybe a cop says something to you. And so, you know, you just whip out your shovel or your pistol or a shotgun or a machine gun or whatever the hell you got. You got a ton of weapons and just kill them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, though. It's, like, a lot more fun than I'm making it sound. I played the demo for, like, 2 hours that first day I had it.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah,
it's
something else, dude. I mean, like, it's so awesome to get up on the roofs and start sniping people, you know, and eventually they send in the army to try to, like, figure out who's going around town just killing people.
Huh?
They send in the army. So you start fighting cops and army people, and there's, like, there's security guards at the mall and shit, and Gary Coleman is in it. I killed him.
Cool.
Yeah, it is fucking crazy. I mean, like, it's just the wildest thing. You've got, like, rocket launcher. You've got a rocket launcher, a napalm gun. I mean, you've got
all. Did you start off with?
No, you start out with a shovel.
Oh, I was going to say, where the hell did this guy get all this stuff, in his basement?
Yeah, no, you actually walk around and find it, you know, and it's really funny because a lot of crazy shit is going on. I mean, like the town is, like, alive, and you're just kind of in it. It's a lot like Grand Theft Auto 3, where it's just kind of like open-ended play.
Oh.
You know,
kind of like how Grand Theft Auto is?
Yeah, where you can just kind of go do whatever you want along the way to get the mission completed, yeah. Except for it's way more violent and way over the top. I mean, the shit they say and the shit that you see. Okay, you can walk around and piss on people.
Cool.
Right? And if you piss in their mouth, they throw up. They're like, I think I'm going to be sick. And they start screaming and they puke.
You get, I'd be peeing on everybody.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's fun for a while. You know, I mean, hell, my favorite thing so far is to light people on fire.
Oh, that's cool.
You've got a gas can and you drench them in gasoline. And then you flick a match at them and they burst into flames. It is awesome. Your guy, for health, like when you're injured, you get to pick up donuts and fast food and weed.
Sweet!
Yeah.
It's
pretty cool. And the other day I was playing, actually, and I came around to a point in the game where I had to go to the police station to pay a ticket, right? I had a $300 fine for something. And I don't want to blow what happened because it's really funny. I got hijacked by some rednecks. But they took all my money, so I didn't have any money. And I was at the police department, and I had to pay this bill, and I didn't have enough money. So, of course, you know, like the game plays out, you can do whatever you want. You can go pay your bill. I could have wandered around and got some money, or, like I did, I just started killing people.
Like the cops?
Yeah.
In the station?
In the station.
Damn!
It was pretty hard, actually. I mean, there were so many cops, and the cops are tougher than normal people, right? The cops will take, like, 2 shotguns to the head before they go down. But I lit them on fire, and I had people, cops, running all over the station. They were lighting their other guys on fire by just coming close to them. It was just the craziest thing I'd ever seen. And eventually, like, I made my way to, like, the top, like, the third or fourth level of the police station, and I found the locker room, and I didn't know this was in the game. I found a police uniform.
Oh, sweet!
Right? Yeah, it's awesome. Your guy puts it on, and he looks in the mirror, and he goes, I am the law. Like from Judge Dredd? I guess you don't remember that. But,
I've never seen the movie, no.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's what he says. But anyway, you know, and then you can walk around and just slaughter people in your police uniform, and it's got the same idea as Grand Theft Auto has, where it has, like, the wanted level. You know how, like, the more cops you kill, the more people you kill, your wanted level goes up?
Right.
It has the same idea like that, but when you're wearing the cop uniform, it goes down so fast. It is cool. And at one point, I was on my way out of there wearing my cop uniform, and there's all these people in the cells and stuff, and I start shooting them, and the guy says, God, I sure hope nobody's taping this.
That's what the cop said?
Well, it was you who said that.
Me?
Dressed up like a cop. Your character says that.
Oh, shit.
When he's dressed up like a cop, because, you know, there's probably security cameras.
Right.
Watching a cop blow away the people in the cell. Oh, my God. I mean, the game is hilarious. Dude, you would love it.
I gotta play.
Yeah, you don't worry. Don't worry. You know, you're taken care of. So, but it is something else. I honestly cannot say it's worth $50. Though I think at best it's a $20 game.
Wow.
But it's worth it to play just to see how crazy it is. I mean, if anything, go download the demo. It's free, and at least check that out. You know, if you don't get a hold of it for cheap somewhere.
Right.
I mean, it's really fun. I mean, it could have been done so much better, but it was still done well enough, especially with just how over the top it is. Especially with, I mean, just they tear everybody down, and it blew my mind that they got it. That they're able to get away with some of the shit that they did. Even. It was cool.
Cool.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty high up on the recommendation list to at least check out, though.
Yeah. But, yeah, I watched a new movie the other night.
Oh yeah, what'd you see?
Drumline.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's that college band movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I was never in band, thank God, but this movie was really cool, and it actually gave me a couple different ideas, you know. I mean, it didn't just say, okay, look, the guy is in band, he's playing the drums, but it showed more of aspects of his life, the fact that he's in college, things that are going on in college. It was just a really good movie.
Huh.
And if you like the sound of drums, bass, any of that, you'll love this movie.
Really? I knew a couple people that wanted to see that, and I forgot all about it.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
Phone Booth is one I wanted to see, too, and I missed that when it was the theater here.
That's supposed to be a good movie, yeah.
I don't know anything about it. I heard a little bit about it on Radio Freak America last week or the week before they were talking about it, but I wanted to see it, and I just never got around to it. You know what? What sucks, too, is I did watch a couple movies, new movies this week, and I cannot remember what they are to save my life.
Oh, you know what I want to see is that Anger Management with Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah, that looks great.
Oh.
Yeah, it does. That definitely does. But, damn, I can't believe I can't remember what I saw. I saw a couple old movies, you know, like the redone version of Apocalypse Now. Holy crap, that's like 3 hours long.
Oh, good. God.
I had no idea. I started watching it on my day off last week at like midnight or some shit, and I was like, oh, I'm sure I'll be bed by 1:30. I was barely hanging together there in the last 10 minutes of it even. I could barely keep my eyes open, but, you know, it was such a good movie, I had to watch it all.
Right.
It was pretty neat for being redone, but damn it, I watched so many movies this week, too, just because I didn't do shit but sit around and, like, be depressed and weirded out. I can't remember what I watched. I'm going to have to, like, keep a list of that shit. I need to write them on my notes for the show, as I need to do.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I didn't do that, but you know what? I think we're about done here anyway. I've got some things I got to take care of.